Listen to KINS 106.3 FM for Warriors basketball.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
You know, I have to confess, I really don't have a bucket list. I've known people that do, and when they do, they create this document that they're just a little more zealous about accomplishing it before they kick the proverbial bucket. Most of them get pretty exotic, by my definition, including many of the seven wonders of the world, and those peeps are usually retirees with a great purse. But I digress, as I don't want to hit anybody with a 2x4 today. My personal bucket list is a lot closer to home. In fact, it's in our backyard, within the 640 acres of Patrick's Point State Park, my seven wonders of the world. Mrs. Jones and I spent this past weekend camping there, and we enjoyed all seven of them. No, we did not tent camp. We actually rented one of those four new cabins that the park built a few years ago. They're about 400 square feet, sleep up to six, and they're set up with electric heat and lights, but no running water. They are right in front of the Agate Beach Trailhead and 20 yards to the restroom and another 50 or 60 to the showers. They have outdoor barbecue pits, fire rings, and a picnic bench. The best part, they're within walking distance to all of those seven wonders. Starting with Agate Beach, a walk not for the faint of heart. It's absolutely mind-boggling, and if you have patience, you can sit and dig in a beach full of rocks and some agates. Morning or night, a great place to sit and let the wave of incoming and outgoing tides lull you into forgetting any problems or issues in your life. Around the corner is the Simeg Village, reconstructed by an all-Yurok crew and consisting of plank family houses, a sweat house, a dance pit, and three changing houses, and a redwood canoe. The Rim Trail catches the obviously most beautiful wedding rock, and again, not a bad climb for even the less in shape. And you never know, as we did once, see a pod or a herd of whales feeding down below. And my favorite, Patrick's Point itself, a walk not many find. I walk along the rocky trail and listen to the sea lions roar with the Pacific Ocean. Next, stop at Palmer's Point where you can see Eureka on a clear day. Don't pass up on Lookout Rock and Ceremonial Rock, all a part of the sea stacks that stand as offshore picket fences. You know, I wish I could send you pictures of the wildlife I caught on my smartphone. You'd think I was a professional. Let's see, Agate Beach, Simeg Village, Wedding Rock, Rocky Point, Palmer's Point, Lookout Rock, Ceremonial Rock, and a cabin. And all this for $100. Oh, and by the way, I made those treks to Agate Beach and Rocky Point over 20 years ago. Not this trip. Sorry to disappoint my most gentle snowflakes out there. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.